Hi, Journey Church. So glad that you're joining us this morning for this Easter Sunday morning service. I know this is a little bit weird and a little bit crazy, but we want to be there with you and celebrate this beautiful day that Jesus has been raised from the dead. Today we say these words, He is risen. Beautiful words. And I want you to know that in about an hour and a half at 10:30 a.m. this morning, we would love for you and your families to come to church, to drive through our parking lot, and we have a special gift for every single person in your family. We hope that you will join us today in doing that. We want you to come to church and to be a part of this day. Easter is not just a moment that we celebrate. I think sometimes we think that Easter happens once a year, but it doesn't. Easter is at the very core of who God is calling His people to be. God wants us to be a resurrection people. He wants us to see resurrection in every single thing. Today, we're celebrating this moment of Easter. And I know a lot of people have been really upset and sad that you're not able to come to church today. And that's okay. I want you to know that our first service back in this building, when we're allowed to gather again, we are going to do a full Easter service. Not just because we want to celebrate that, but because that is the identity of who we are. Without Easter, without resurrection, the church cannot be the church. We're just a bunch of people gathering. But when we gather under the resurrection of Jesus, changes everything. That's who we are. We are resurrection people. Now, God wants us to see resurrection in everything. In fact, as we're talking through this series, who is this Jesus? Jesus is trying to reveal to us the will of God. Now, what we're going to do today is going to be a little different. We're actually going to leave the building. We're actually going to go on a journey together, and we're going to try and find resurrection in the smallest and oddest places. We want to be like Jesus. We want to follow Him because He comes with the message of kingdom. And what He really is doing is He is giving us a message of resurrection. And He is saying, the reason why I've come is because God wants to do something powerful and wonderful. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go on a quest together. We're going to try and find Jesus and find resurrection in the simplest of places. So why don't you join me? And let's go on this journey together. School is one of the common experiences that all of us seem to have. This is where my kids go to school, but I went to school just like this as well. I didn't like school a whole lot when I was there. I just longed for that afternoon bell to go off, that I could be released back into freedom. School often feels like a moment of slavery where we have to be there. It teaches us valuable lessons, but it still tells the story of resurrection. Something that we want to be freed from, something we don't want to do for an extended period of time, but it's something that we have to do for a portion of our lives. Of us are born in places like this. This is where we bring our children into the world. And hopefully over the course of our lives, we will tend to visit this place maybe once or twice. Perhaps it's having your tonsils out or your appendix or maybe a little bit more serious surgery as well. Hopefully we stay away from this place, and every day new life comes into the world from right where I'm standing, and people also go on to the next life here as well. It's a common experience that we all share, that we will spend some time in the hospital or know a loved one who will be there at some point. Where the road ends for all of us. And during our lifetime, we will visit this place several times, maybe burying our grandparents or our parents, hopefully never our children. And this place is a quiet place, a place of memory, but it also tells a story of what is to come next. That what comes after this is the resurrection, and we long for that day. The Bible tells us that when the woman went to the tomb early that Sunday morning, they found the rock, the stone, had been rolled away. They walked into the empty tomb. It says that they looked inside the tomb, but they did not go in. The Gospels also tell us that when the disciples found out that Jesus had been raised from the dead, according to the account of the woman, it says they ran to the tomb, Peter is the one that walks inside to see where Jesus had been laid. I hope that you have enjoyed our service today, our journey and our discovery together. Hopefully you have seen Jesus and that you leave today with the simple proclamation that He is risen. He is risen indeed. Also, for those of you that might have been paying a little more close attention, you might have noticed that I was wearing four different ties in the different scenes. And I don't know if you knew that or not, and you might brag to your families that you saw it. But that's what I was doing today, just to add a little bit of brightness and a little bit of fun to this Easter celebration. So remember now, we're going to sing some worship in just a moment, and then we want you to hop in your cars, and at 10:30, we'd like to see you at the building. Come to church today. I know it's not going to be the same as it always is, but we have something very special for you and for your family, and we hope that you will share it with us. Let me pray for us on this beautiful day, and then we will go on and celebrate that He is risen. He is risen indeed. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for inviting us into this place today. Thank you for letting us see your face. Thank you for taking us on a journey of discovery and for allowing us to see you in the simple things. I pray a blessing on our families, that we will experience resurrection in a new and different way because of this, that we will see life a little differently, and that we will try to see you in all of it. Thank you, God, for sending your Son Jesus to die in our place. And thank you, more importantly, for bringing Him back to life, for giving us the resurrection hope that we so richly need. We love you. We pray that you would bless our family time today. We ask this all through Jesus, and the whole church says, amen.